With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich and varied repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. A great deal of the sacred music repertoire is geared toward praise, a natural response to that for which we're grateful. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus on choral and organ music that exemplifies praise, with wonderful works by J.S. Bach, William Walton, John Rutter, Orlando Gibbons, and a host of others. We'll start with glorious organ music by Sir William H. Harris that fits today's program to a T. Flourish for an Occasion is performed by Colm Carey on the organ of the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes in Washington, D.C. Flourish for an Occasion by William H. Harris, performed by organist Combe Carey. He played the instrument at the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes in Washington, D.C. One of the great anthems of praise composed in the late 20th century is one that was written for the royal wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer. Welsh composer William Matthias was chosen to write an anthem for the occasion, and the result was Let the People Praise Thee, O God, a piece of enduring popularity. We'll hear it sung by the Harvard University Choir, directed by Edward Elwin Jones, and accompanied by Christian Lane.
Joy.
Let the People Praise Thee, O God, by William Mathias. Edward Elwin Jones led the Harvard University Choir, accompanied by Christian Lane. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Most of the celebrated motets of Johann Sebastian Bach were composed for funerals of prominent citizens. One of the few exceptions is the motet Lobet den Herrn, BWV 230. It differs from many of the others in that it lacks a chorale tune and is composed in only four voices, where other motets have a more dense texture. Some speculate that it's perhaps a movement from a lost cantata. Regardless, it's a brilliant piece of contrapuntal writing, composed in three sections, concluding with an exuberant Alleluia. Helmut Rilling leads the Gechinger Kantorei Stuttgart in this recording.
Thank you.
Helmut Rilling led the Gechinger Kantorei Stuttgart in the motet Lobet den Herrn by J.S. Bach. The hymn Praise to the Lord the Almighty is next. Not to be confused with the Bach motet we just heard, the melody takes the German name for the first line of text, Lobet den Herrn, and comes from the Stralsund Gesangbuch of 1665 with words by Joachim Neander, dating from 1680. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, is joined by the English Brass Ensemble and organist Christopher Dernley. All are conducted by John Scott. The hymn Praise to the Lord the Almighty was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by John Scott. We move to Salisbury Cathedral for our next selection. From a disc built around pieces based on texts by George Herbert, we'll hear a setting of one of his most famous poems, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing. Composed by William Walton, we'll hear the choir of Salisbury Cathedral directed by David Halls. John Challenger accompanies. Thank you. George Herbert's wonderful text, Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, set to music by William Walton. David Halls led the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. John Challenger played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A little-known Alsatian-American composer of organ music, René Louis Becker, was quite prolific and held posts in St. Louis, in Illinois, and in Michigan over a 52-year span after emigrating to the U.S. at the age of 21 in 1904. We'll listen to Song of Joy, taken from a set of five pieces that were among his last organ works, composed in 1927. Damon Spritzer plays the organ of St. John's Cathedral in Denver. Song of Joy by René Louis Becker, performed by Damon Spritzer on the 1938 Kimball organ at St. John's Cathedral in Denver. Cantate Domino by Jan Peterzoon Swelinck sets three verses of Psalm 96, a psalm of praise beginning, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf Choir in this lovely motet.
Thank you.
St. Olaf Choir, under the direction of Anton Armstrong, sang Cantate Domino by Sweelinck. We continue with what I think is one of John Rutter's finest works, written in homage to Herbert Howells. Hymn to the Creator of Light was composed for the dedication, in 1992, of a window in Howells' memory located at Gloucester Cathedral. Texts by Lancelot Andrews and Johann Franck from the 16th and 17th centuries provide the words for this sumptuous double choir work. The closing section of the piece incorporates the chorale Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele. The Dale Warland singers perform it superbly, as we'll hear them sing under the direction of Dale Warland.
Thank you.
Dale Warland led the Dale Warland Singers in Hymn to the Creator of Light by John Rutter. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Orlando Gibbons was a giant of early English choral music. He sang at King's College, Cambridge in the late 16th century, went on to sing in the Chapel Royal during the reign of James I, and later served as organist at Westminster Abbey following Robert Parsons in 1623. His verse anthem, Great Lord of Lords, originally had a completely different text, more personal in nature and not really suitable for church. It was written in 1617 for a trip by the king to Scotland. New words were substituted in the late 19th century by Reverend H.R. Bramley, at which time the piece came into wider circulation. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sings, directed by John Scott.
Thank you.
The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang Great Lord of Lords by Orlando Gibbons. John Scott directed. One of the great English hymns of praise from the 19th century contains words by Henry Francis Lyte and a grand melody by John Goss. Goss served for 34 years as organist and master of the choristers at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in the period between the tenures of Thomas Atwood and John Stainer. Though he struggled to raise the standards of the music-making at the cathedral, he did leave some wonderful sacred music. We'll hear Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, sung by the combined choirs of Jesus College, Cambridge. Richard Pennell directs. Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven was sung by the choirs of Jesus College, Cambridge, led by Richard Pennell. The word paean is defined as a thing that expresses enthusiastic praise. Often in the form of poetry, we'll hear a musical paean, this composed by Herbert Howells as part of his set of six pieces written in 1940. Organist Andrew Sen performs on the instrument at the First Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia. Andrew Senn performed Paean by Herbert Howells on the organ of the First Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to hymns, anthems, and organ music of praise. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.